California man accused of trying to kill a Supreme Court justice. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The suspect, 26-year-old Nicholas Roski of Simi Valley, is due in court at this hour, facing federal charges of attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice. He had a gun when he was arrested overnight outside the Maryland home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, first spotted by deputy U.S. Marshals.
We're told he called the police on himself at 1:42 in the morning. The Montgomery County police arrived. They found a knife. They found zip ties. They found pepper spray. Also, that gun, specifically a Glock pistol.
Fox's David Sponge, the criminal complaint filed a short time ago, says Roski told detectives he was upset about a leaked draft opinion on abortion and the recent school shooting in Texas. There's been around-the-clock security at justices' homes after protests erupted over that leaked draft opinion. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso pointing a finger at the Senate Majority Leader.
I believe Chuck Schumer bears some responsibility because he has contributed to this atmosphere of directly attacking members by name of the Supreme Court.
The White House says President Biden condemns the suspect's actions and any violence or efforts to intimidate justices. President Biden urging states to step up on fighting crime, noting billions of dollars approved by Congress.
It's time the states and the localities spend the money they have to deal with crime, as well as retrain police officers, as well as provide for more community policing.
This is the White House also continues to call on Congress to act on gun measures. A House committee hearing testimony today on recent mass shootings. The president on his way to the Summit of the Americas being held in L.A. and expected to focus in part on migration and climate change. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former Olympic gymnasts take the FBI to court for failing to launch an earlier investigation of a sports doctor later convicted of abuse.
There's no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. And now gold medalists Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, and Michaela Maroney, and about 90 other claimants are suing the FBI, accusing the agency of failing them.
On no planet is what happened in this case acceptable.
FBI Director Chris Wray, during a Senate hearing last year, Larry Nassar, now imprisoned for the rest of his life. Both Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics have also settled with hundreds of victims.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. President Biden is expected to speak with the Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido during the Summit of the Americas. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan confirming that, saying the U.S. still considers Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela, one of three countries not invited to the summit, which prompted the Mexican president not to attend. A hit reality TV show about police is revived.
2 years after being pulled from A&E, Live PD is coming back with a new name on a new network. On Patrol Live will premiere this summer on Reels, the independent cable and satellite TV channel, airing on Friday and Saturday nights, once again following police officers on patrol in real time. Host and executive producer Dan Abrams tells The Hollywood Reporter he'd been advocating for the show to return, explaining it was just a question of finding the right partner. A&E canceling the show in 2020 amid civil unrest and protests against police brutality. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's down 306 points. The Nasdaq down 101. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.